Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Tony Cross. He is a market analyst for Top Trader. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Nick.
Right, watching this, as I always say, for the first time, Top Trader, who are they? What do they do? How do I get involved?
Yep, so Top Trader run a small prop desk. If you're interested, if you're a day trader and you're you think you're any good, open an account via Top Trader. Top Trader aren't the broker, they've got a panel of brokers behind them. So open an account, you can find that panel on the Top Trader website. So open a trading account there, live account, not a demo. Top Trader will monitor your performance, and every 2 weeks, the best performing trader is given a $10,000 allocation to trade on a prop basis. So that's Top Trader's money, and the trader who's got that takes 25% of any upside.
Sounds good to me. Website?
TopTrader.com.
Excellent. Let's go through the three slides without further ado. What's this slide telling us?
Quick recap of what happened last week. We had one of the allocations decided on Friday after the close. So again, Raj picked that up, so he won for the seventh time. So that's our top three biggest allocations there in the bottom right hand corner, and then I just pulled out a couple of traders, having looked at the books for last week, to see who was in my view the best trader and the least successful trader. Interestingly, Raj, who won the allocation, didn't qualify as in my
best book, or the worst
as the best. Raj had a fantastic week 2 weeks back. Last week, not quite so good. So that's why Amir was designated as our most successful trader there.
Understood. Okay, let's go to the next slide. This is basically telling us what's on
the S&P 500. Yeah, so this is just basically just a look at those two traders that I flagged. Some of the trades they've been doing and what skewed the position. Now, this is Amir, who I designated as our best trader of the week. He took a series of short S&P positions a couple of weeks ago, of course the S&P rallied shortly after that, as you can see on that spike there, around about the 3rd of March, just after Yellen made those comments, I think it was on the a week past Friday. He didn't close them out, he left them in there. So of course, looking over the last week, we've seen this big improvement in Amir's position. So he's still offside on these S&P positions,
but less offside.
Less, right. You know, and these were fairly big clips he had on the S&P. He's held his nerve, so I guess he'll be hoping that the market resumes this bearish pattern that the momentum seems to be there for equities to be heading lower. There just seems to be some inertia to actually get people to do it, doesn't there?
Understood. Let's move on to the last slide before we're trying to call market tops. The DAX 30. What's going on in this contract?
Yeah, so again, this is where our down trader of the week fell down. Very active trade. He had a lot of stabs at the DAX last week, trying to call tops on it. And I've just picked out three trades. So we see one there on the 8th, where he picked off a short position just below 12,000 and called that successfully. Liquidated the position for a few hours and then took another short position. But the market actually went against him.
Yep.
And so there was a notable loss booked there. But then again, just on Friday, managed to call another short position correctly, almost off the top. So I think a lot of credit in when he is calling it off the top, how close he's getting to that peak. But it's just this theme I'm seeing emerge, looking through the orders. There's so much in play on equities at the minute. The traders tend to favour currencies.
Yep.
I think because you see the more predictable moves, the more trend-like moves, especially towards the end of last year, we saw a lot of those big trends. But the activity, the shift into equities over the last couple of weeks, certainly noticeable. And the bias is definitely on the downside. Right. Some people are jumping in, making a cheeky few pounds on the when we do see these rallies. But certainly in terms of, if I was to say, what are the guys looking at? you know, the weight is on an expectation people for equities.
Trying to find shorts. Well, there's an old saying, gaps always get filled. And if you look at that chart very simply, the gaps are very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Right, finally, just repeat the website for anybody who's interested.
So the website's toptrader.com, without the E. And, follow us Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Brilliant stuff. Tony, thank you very much indeed.